On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Welcome to the Audio Whiplash Podcast, which was preceded by more tech help for Rob.
No, it was not.
Really? You didn't just ask me, what phone did you say I was buying?
Yeah, that's not tech help.
It's tech instruction. That's tech direction.
And then you went, yeah, it's that thing. No, it's that thing.
That's true. I did correct myself like 17 times.
So are you an expert?
You're an expert. You are buying a Galaxy S8. Or a Galaxy S8 Plus. I think you should get the Plus.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's got the bigger screen?
The Plus.
That's where I'm.
He's compensating.
This is exactly right. I'm going to throw it in the front of my pants.
Plenty of room.
Like a modern era cod piece.
Nice. Yeah, you should get one of those because they look really, the screen on it looks awesome.
Well, my,
big.
My S4.
Yes, time to go.
Struggling.
Yeah. What did you just... Oh, easy now.
Oh, what did I almost spill all over the studio?
You got it going over.
You'd love it. It's a Mr. Brown goes coconut.
Fuck you.
I reached in and went, okay, that's what I'll do.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It's the one that you snatched from the herd.
Then I went back for the good of the show.
And then threw back in.
Oh, you're a fucker.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish you had spilt it.
Yeah, exactly. A little insight into the show. Matt's like, yeah, I'm going to go with one of these. First he said, I'm going to save these for a later date.
Yeah, I've got shit going on.
You know what? I'm feeling it. I'm going to grab one of these. Nah, I want to go with something else. So it was just sort of hanging out
there. So we talked about this on a previous show, and you thought, well, Matt didn't really want to give me one of these, but I took one anyway. And here he is taking another fucking Mr. Brown.
Ghost Coconut.
Yeah.
By Nita. Brewery, local, Ottawa, South End.
Yeah. Tough to get to, expensive as shit. That's why I was saving it. But look at this fucking guy.
Loving it. Hey, and you know what? It's a small price to pay.
Yeah. I thought the 18 other random beers for us to try was the price to pay, but you know, whatever.
I'll just work those in. Uh-huh. No problems. No problem.
Did you have any thoughts on any of those?
So
We've already established we love...
I've had a couple of yes. The Lake of Bays Red Ale, which was called
Sparkhouse.
Sparkhouse Red Ale. I've had a couple of those, and I've had a Goose Island
Goose Four Star. Four Star. That's what I'm drinking right now.
I think
I'm down to five, Mr. Brown.
I think I was preferring the Red Ale. The Sparkhouse by Lake of Bays.
And so you haven't yet tried the Verndersberger.
No, I did not go with the German Pilsner.
All right.
I opted out of that.
I'm shutting this whole show down. I'm disgusted with how this is going.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I've Furious. This is Matt furious.
His head is going to, he's looking in both directions, side to side.
Honestly, I've got a little bobblehead thing going on.
He's thinking, fucking guy. He's just, it's like, you know what? It's like ordering pizza. And then you wake up in the morning and you go, I got two slices. I got two slices. I'm going to love those two slices in the morning. What? This is fucking gone.
Well, and so
and you know what? It's two slices of pizza.
Yeah. No, but yet for those of you who don't know, the Mr. Brown, then anything coming out of Nita right now, it's they've just got these stickers on them, right? They don't have a full wrap yet. They don't have a can, you know. So I can see this silver can sitting over there, but I can't quite tell what it is because the sticker's on the other fucking side. Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, what a dick. And that's a so you do realize that it's only the two slices of pizza, but it becomes built up way more in your mind.
Yeah.
I'm counting
it's
on those.
Be glorious.
I'm counting on those. Yeah. It's like Matt and his he's got five more. Mm-hmm. And really, I can get there and I can replace these. It's not a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, Matt's brow is furrowed.
Oh, it's a heavy furrow.
Ooh, George is upset. So as you hear me hoist and potentially sample throughout the show.
Just know that it's killing me.
Matt is heavily displeased.
Every time it's a slap in the face.
And I don't really enjoy it that much, to be honest with you.
I'm going to actually go dump it.
I'm pouring a little bit on the front of my pants each and every time.
The ultimate compliment to Nita.
Covers the urine.
Right. Someone just refuses to let even one go. I wanted to ask you before we get off and running here. We got something we wanted to talk about on the Billboard front, a little music later on. We have discussed last week or 2 weeks ago now, I can't recall, the shit that went down in Charlottesville.
Yeah, last weekend.
And before that, we had a conversation. I don't think it was on the agenda at the time, but we ended up going down it talking about libraries and different printing companies, people putting the pressure on in books like Huck Finn,
yep.
Whether or not you want to remove some of the racial language and stuff in it, right?
Like,
and I think
like
at the time,
like the courtroom smelt like warm, fresh niggers,
right? And there's Jim, and there's whatever is happening there. So you and I both agreed at the time you don't reprint those books. That was part of the culture. It's something that kids should learn from.
You don't remove them.
Right.
You don't censure them. You don't.
Right. It's jarring when you read it, and it should be jarring now.
When you say reprint.
When you reprint them, you should not be taking those words out. You shouldn't be. This is how it was written because this is how it was in that time.
This reflects the period, right or wrong.
Right. And we know now it's wrong.
You can't look at 1951 in 2017 perspective.
That's right.
I know I'm just endorsing what you're saying.
As we both agreed with that kind of statement at the time. In the last week or so since Charlottesville, they've begun tearing down more statues, right? And monuments to Robert E. Lee.
Yep.
People like that.
They've actually just taken his hat off, shaved his beard, and called him Boatface statue.
That would have been awesome, actually. I would visit the statue of Bodie McBoatface.
He's just Statue McStatue Face.
Right. And the talk has been, and there's been a bunch of it this week, that, you're erasing history. The counter argument being those statues are offensive and upsetting to people and a constant reminder of history. I wonder if you see any kind of similarities between those two debates. This was a real thing. These have been put up for a reason. Obviously, you and I are not of a persuasion that would be
right. Just this morning, I we talked off air, right? I was making some chili. I was doing some stuff, doing a little cooking this morning before I came over here. And so I have on on my Google Play 80s pop rock. So all the things that you think of when you think of 80s terrible music. I didn't hear that, but I did hear. And what makes it relevant to this conversation is Dire Straits.
Oh,
Money for Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
That little faggot
with
the earring on, and the little faggot, he's a millionaire, right? That little faggot's got his own jet airplane.
Yep.
That little faggot, he's a millionaire.
Right.
Right? 1985-ish, right? Nobody batted an eye at that. That was a number one single.
Yeah.
Right? In 2015, it starts to create this backlash that you can't say that, little faggot. You can't say that anymore.
Right.
And so, to me, that's one of those things where you go, well, is that the same? Do you mark the change of time by saying that never happened? Right? Like, I'm sure Mark Knopfler in Dire Straits would not release something
today.
They
wouldn't write something now with
that
in
said
it.
That.
Right.
They would not. But to me, that's one of those things, right? Where you go, it was on top 40 radio every day, once an hour in 85.
Yep.
Right? And I never batted an eye at it. And really, it didn't make me more homophobic. But yeah, now all of a sudden, you know, 30 years later.
But to you, even it would stand out more now if that came across on your standard radio. I mean, on Google Play, shit's uncensored and whatever. If that came across on the radio at work right now, you go, oh.
No, and I can't see, but I imagine they would.
I'm sure they would.
Muffle that out now.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, as we sort of play devil's advocate and kick it around, the difference is you can choose not to listen to that song and you can choose not to read Huck Finn if that's offensive to you. You can't choose not to walk by that statue on your way to work every day. You can't. Like, to me, it's a really interesting.
Well, and we talked about that. You and I talked about this off air. We were in a social gathering last week with other people. And, you know, when you look at people thinking that the Civil War was straight up pro-slavery,
right,
anti-slavery, right? That was the genesis of the war. And it's not. And it's way more complicated than that. Did it become a huge issue? Yes. But that sort of becomes, as it works its way into it. Like, people would be amazed to know that the Emancipation Proclamation didn't occur until, I don't know, 1863,
right,
2 years after the war started.
Right.
Right? Where that's Lincoln throwing it down, saying, yeah, right.
Okay,
well,
we're doing this? Then we're doing this.
Yeah, then we're doing this. Yeah. And you know what? We're going to hit you where it hurts.
Yeah.
And Robert E. Lee, he just happened to be from Virginia.
Yeah.
He may have owned slaves. I have no idea. But that is you can't you can't hold him responsible for
slavery. Again, though, to play devil's advocate, it's not necessarily that he's responsible, but he's a painful reminder, right? That's the side that was fighting for it, and he was, so no.
Right, and anybody who does that needs to look further into it, and you go, that's a guy who was pained, who graduated second in his West Point class.
I guess, but can you ask everyone to look deeper into it?
Sure, you can. What's wrong with educating people?
Nothing is wrong with it. But there's a certain group of people, there's a certain whatever that are always going to be slapped in the face to see that.
Okay, so how about we look at, there's a certain, you look at this alt-right, this Charlottesville thing, and you look at the alt-right white supremacists, and they're not the same, but degrees of separation, right, between your neo-Nazis, your alt-right, your white supremacists,
your KKK,
right. And so then you go, and on the other side, your whole Antifa business, right?
Yeah, you're
anti-fascists, right? And I think they, in these conflicts like Charlottesville, are just as much to blame, which is what I think good old Donald Trump was saying.
Oof.
Okay, when he's saying there's people to blame on both sides. Any extremes are no good, right? And so what the Antifa people, okay, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so if you are in extreme against somebody who you judge to be in the wrong.
Would you not have said that the Allies were in the extreme opposition to the Nazis in 1940?
Great point, and I'm not sold on it. Obviously, I'm much more aligned with somebody who was opposed to extremism on a side that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Right, where the Antifa people still believe in, they're a little bit anarchistic.
Yep.
Anarchistic.
No, I think you got that right.
They still believe in less government.
Yep.
They have their own agenda.
Of course,
right?
They do. Everybody.
And so, But they are closer, obviously, to the mainstream and closer to what most people think. Hey,
it's more acceptable.
Hey, you're
right
against
now.
That because that's revolting right there.
Right.
Right. But then you look at it and go, yeah, but there's a bunch of that shit there. I don't like. It was an Antifa member who punched Richard Spencer in the face on, right? Like that was, no matter how you feel about it,
right.
You should not be able to just be standing on the street and have somebody just come up and just smoke you as hard as they can.
It's interesting to hear you say that, but
well, I'd like you to face me before I punch you in the face.
Right, okay.
But yeah, and that is, so I think.
So
extremism in any form.
Agreed. I agree with you. You can't be too far to either side.
Turn the mics off.
However, I guess I want to bring it back to my original point, which is, are these things different? Is taking down these statues different than censoring these books or these?
Well, I wonder.
To me,
I wonder
the song
about
by
the
Dire Straits is a fair comparison.
I wonder about the idea of having Robert E. Lee's statue in a park called Emancipation Park.
Yeah.
That, I get, seems to be opposite ends of the spectrum. Whether you agree that Robert E. Lee was a
pro-slave or pro-slavery, just leading that side and he had some slave people with him.
It does seem to be odd to have him in that. But he is, to me, he is a strong, proud Virginian.
Yes.
Right? Beyond anything else, he was a Virginia first, which I think most Americans would call themselves, they'd go state first.
Yeah.
Oh, I just did it again. they would call themselves state first before union.
Right.
Right. And so to me, it's odd. I'll give you that. I'll grant you that even in Virginia, to have a park named Emancipation, which clearly must mean.
But we're getting away from it again. Is it different?
Refresh me now. Different from.
If we're keeping, you and I said we are pro keeping the N-word in Huck Finn. Should we then have to be pro leaving those statues up? Yeah, it gets hairy, right?
Okay. Because my gut reaction is no.
Right. Mine, but I get why I can be slapped with.
Okay. All right. But then let's apply the same logic that we have so succinctly laid out for Huck Finn or for To Kill a Mockingbird, which I quoted earlier.
Yes.
You know, let's use that same logic to apply, right? You look at that and go, okay, removing that book, which has become an established piece of an accepted piece of literature.
Yeah, a classic.
A classic. Does it, if you remove it, does that mean that history never happened? Does that mean those words were never used in that context?
Right. Yeah, man, like it gets so.
Okay, but I'm just asking.
No,
you,
I know.
For the same reasons that we've.
No, those things. And that's what the argument seems to be on the other side of this with these statues is it doesn't. The history. We don't erase the history. We erase the reminders. Well, you know what? That's
the same thing.
Yeah.
The reminders. That is history. That's
unpleasant
that is.
To me now to have to see this and pretend that this was once us, even though it really was. That's coming from a white guy.
Okay, so
I don't know how I would feel if I'm on the other side of that.
So
right?
if you were in Vienna or if you were in any of these places and they were to erect a statue of Adolf Hitler,
but they don't. They have memorials for the victims, right? They have never, but there are no statues of
right. And he went
Hermels or you know all these generals that led the
Himmler.
There's a lot of right. So I just. Man, it's a fascinating debate. I don't know how I would feel on the other side. I get why there are people who want them down.
Right. And to me, you look at it.
Did you see what happened in Tampa?
No.
So the Lightning, Rays, and Buccaneers, their hockey, baseball, and basketball teams, and that wasn't for you, offered to cover the costs of moving the statues in Tampa off of city land, right? And let's put them somewhere else where they're not so in publicly, you know, if you still want to view them. If these are still important to you, you still can. But let's not have them in public places where, you know, we're all supposed to rally.
These are statues of Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, of Confederate leadership, right? And they said, we will pay to move them, right? And of course, they got slammed from the right side saying, you stay out of politics and, you know, you're supposed to be an escape and this and that. Or that. Said, we're not trying to tear down any history. We're not trying to... We will cover the cost of moving them off of, I don't know if it's City Hall or the State House or whatever it might be, right? That just, but, you know, little things like that. And of course, they got praise from the other side saying, thank you for stepping up and being community leaders. And this, it depends what side you fall on, right? Yeah. But, you know, to me, maybe that's the way you do it. Maybe you have museums that, you know, if you choose to go and view these things, you can, but they're not on your way to work every day. They're not at your kid's school. They're not. I don't know, man. It gets heavy in a hurry.
And that's very, very 21st century.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it wrong. And I throw it out there like it's wrong.
You sure do.
but immediately upon you mentioning that, to me, that's there's a lot of truth to that. And there's a lot of value to the idea. Yeah, it's history and it happened. So does it belong in a museum? Does it belong in a library? Does it belong inside a state building?
Right.
Where perhaps you can, if you're there, you can educate somebody on the changes, right? And we've talked about this. I remember going my first time to Copenhagen and going to Carlsberg and leaving, and you go down through the old brewery part of it, and you get to the, there's an archway with a walkway above it,
in right.
Connecting the old distillery to the new, brewery to the new brewery. And it's the archway is propped up by four elephants, and two of the elephants have swastikas on them.
Oof.
Like huge, carved in stone. Like they're meant to be there, right? It's not like somebody's come along. These are part of.
I had
of,
no idea that was there.
These are part of the elephants, right?
Why?
Okay, great question.
Yeah.
Right? So what happens is it's a Hindu symbol that is way older than any Nazi symbol. And it's straight. It's not tilted like the Nazis did.
Okay.
Right? And so I'm not gonna pretend to I can't remember what the swastika
sure.
Straight, not yep. On an angle, but it means love or peace. The actual meaning of the swastika, if that's even what it's called,
sure.
In Hinduism.
Going way, way back.
Is, yeah. Yes. Whereas the Nazis took the symbol, they twisted it.
Coerced it.
You'll see it. It's never straight. Yeah. It's always on an angle.
Yeah.
Right? It means something totally different. And so I learned something in the visitor center at Carlsberg that day. I'm like, hey, I noticed the elephants with the swastika. What's up with that? And
right.
He's saying, yes, well, that predates, you know, the breweries. The brewery's been there for 150 years.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the Nazis have been only 80 years.
Yeah.
So it's a symbol they took and they twisted for their own use and blah, blah, blah. Whereas it far predates that.
Always works that way.
And so to me, like, that was an opportunity. I looked at that and went, they don't take the elephants down.
No.
Right? It's an opportunity to educate.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, man. And to see, I wasn't aware of that, right? And that's an interesting, you know, as an example, as a more modern day.
I think you've been there.
Well, I've been outside the gate, so it was closed the day I went.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't in there. That's in the visitor center.
Oh, okay.
It's back down that main street that splits it. I'm sure we would have walked past
probably, it. Probably, yeah. So, you know, as a more 2017 example, these are just kind of, you always co-opt things and make them sound more, it's the Republicans who insisted on repeatedly over and over and over calling it Obamacare, right, when he wanted to push through. And that was so that once he was done, they could get rid of it, right? And it's a labeling thing. Its actual name is the American Health Care Act. And if you went to every Republican in the world who didn't know any better and said, hey, you want to tear down the American Health Care Act? They go, no.
Are you an idiot?
Yeah. But do you want to tear down Obamacare? Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck that guy, right? Like he's And so it's the same thing here with the swastika. We turn that act. Yeah, we love, right? As long as you're not Jewish, we love you, right? And we love France, so we would like that to be under our umbrella. And it's just a matter of advertising, of branding, right? These sorts of things.
This is it. And they've taken an established symbol and it's turned into something else.
Yeah.
And for, I bet you, non-Hindu,
right?
95% of the population, non-Hindu population,
yeah,
associates the swastika with one thing only.
Yep. Well, hopefully a few fewer now. You want to hit this billboard thing before we get out of here?
Yes, I do.
So no real simple way of transitioning out of that.
How about going from something a little heavier,
yeah,
to something a little lighter, which we like to bring a little
levity
and sunshine to your day.
Yeah. You know what's not? Yeah. Somebody's fucking drinking Mr. Brown.
Yes. Well, and clearly these are the things that Matt has not been able to distance himself
from. No. So we've been looking at this list for, I don't know, I sent it to you a week or two ago, and we just didn't get to it, right? We had other shit to discuss and whatever. This is a Billboard-presented list of some, for the most part, and we'll maybe cover this, big-time acts who never had a number one hit on the...
I would suggest to you that every one of these acts, you will know the name. There's name recognition on...
Yes, right. But it's not like I said to you, hey... Rancid never had a number one, right? These are supposed to be surprising. Hey, I can't believe this artist never got to number one on the Billboard list, right?
Yeah, but so, there's some you go, that's stupid.
Right.
Like, well, of course that person, and you said it all, we were talking about it, just sort of throwing it around. You go, yeah, you know what? I've never had a number one hit on Billboard either. Why would it surprise you that Judy Watley right. hasn't had one? And she's on this list, ladies and gentlemen, Judy Watley.
I'm going to throw it out first. I don't know if we need to hit these or whatever, but we'll cover a couple of the ones that were more surprised. I was honestly surprised that the Backstreet Boys never hit number one on the Billboard list, just knowing from kind of the late 90s.
Because I want it my way, which I think is a...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yes, that way, I think I believe
Burger King or... Burger King is... Have it your way.
So,
but
yeah,
that one was the one.
Backstreet was the one that did it for you.
And there's a couple, but that's the one that stood out to me as the most. They had so many big hits. You know, Backstreet's Back, and you mentioned I Want It That Way, and you
My Way, or
That Way. I think it's called.
I don't know what.
And because I remember, because I always thought, what is That Way?
I want it. Yeah. All right.
To me, that's a big time.
Yeah,
boy band, huge turn of the century, and you go, I can't believe you never got to number one with anything. And I think what it says there is, I Want It That Way got to number two.
They had a bunch of number twos. Yeah, yes,
they sure did.
Yes,
big deuces.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, but
that was I don't know. It just seemed like a slam dunk, right? An easy one that I don't know. Bruce.
See, to me, Bruce Springsteen was...
Never a number one.
The fact. So, to me, the two that really jumped off the page here in terms of... And do you remember what it was? Bruce's highest charting single. And ladies and gentlemen, like that Born in the USA album was a number one album, I think. It doesn't go into that here.
No, it's just the song.
It's song.
A single.
His highest charting single did come off that Born in the USA album.
Yeah, I can't remember now. Hit me.
Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah, okay.
Right. That album had Born in the USA. It had
Sorry.
I loved a short-haired Courtney Cox.
Uh-huh.
Small breasts, nothing wrong with that at all.
No, of course not.
It's the denim and the cutoff.
She looked good, man.
Okay. See.
I'm zoning out
again. I was just going to say easy over there.
He's gone.
He's glazing. He's glazing over. He's like.
Well, because I also later on would become a big Friends fan, right?
See, and in terms of Friends, I was way more a Courtney Cox fan than a Jennifer Aniston fan.
Nobody's got any love for Lisa Kudrow, eh?
No. Nobody does.
Nobody. Nobody does.
Okay, and you know what? The other thing that was interesting, and probably not for you, but as a staunch, I was surprised by no number one for Chaka Khan.
Sure.
Chaka Khan.
Or Choclair.
Chaka Khan.
Help me, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Yes. No, the real actually right below Chaka Khan on the list, which is what maybe I stopped and I went, No number one hit for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, that seemed interesting too. When you think back historically, these songs that turn into classics, right? They're
well, and so to me, and what do you think is the biggest CCR tune?
Well, to me, Bad Moon.
All right. Well, to me, it's Fortunate Son.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It ain't me. It ain't me.
Yeah.
And that's not even they had. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking like you guys are all in on this. And read the article, which Matt will post
on. We'll share it. Yep.
They had five number twos.
Big deuces.
Right. No number ones.
Just could right? not
and,
get
And of their
of
five number twos, it, none of them were Fortunate Son. Right?
No.
Bad Moon Rising, yeah. Running Through the Jungle, Proud Mary.
I don't even think I know Running Through the Jungle.
Well, you would know it.
Yeah, right.
You would absolutely know it to hear it.
Okay.
Right? But to me, those are all number.
You don't want to give us a few bars or?
Running through the jungle.
Okay, I could have done that too. Yeah, sing no, the title.
It's actually the song. It's the music. It's got kind of a psychedelic kind of feel. I can't actually. I don't mind making an ass of myself. I can't do it justice.
All right.
So yeah, I can hear it. It's rolling in my head, but yeah, I'm unable to move it from my brain
rolling
to my tongue.
Down the river.
Yeah, no, that's yeah.
Yeah, nope.
So. To me,
that's a big one too. Like CCR, like you said,
Traveling Man or Who'll Stop the Rain. That's another CCR tune that reached number two.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Who will stop the rain?
Looking out my back door.
Right.
Yeah. Bob Dylan. Right. Like a Rolling Stone. All those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't like some huge names that.
Rainy Day Woman. Yeah.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, it's crap. Anyways, okay. Bob Dylan.
I don't love
Bob Dylan.
Dylan. Show title.
Yeah,
suck it, Bob.
Suck it. Well, then all this fiasco will have to make it. So big names, right? Now, we said Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Now, I was looking through it, and when it says Martha and the Vandellas, and you're like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, but. Now, that's a 2017 crowd, right? If you were looking at the 60s,
right.
Vietnam era, right, with Heat Wave, Dancing in the Street, right?
I hate Dancing in the Street.
Well, I think you hate the Bowie Mick Jagger version, right?
I absolutely do.
How about...
That's a real thing that happened, and we all let it happen.
Hey, how about Nowhere to Run? That's a great tune, Martha and the Vandellas.
Okay. I don't know Martha and the fucking
Okay,
Vandellas.
But
like that's one that I read and went, yeah, of course you didn't get a number one. Who are you?
Well, okay, but to me that's a bunch that
like
have
Frank from down the street.
Yeah. Well, that's a bunch of songs though that have been classics and you hear over and over again and you're like, sure, that must have been a number one in 1967. No, it wasn't, right? And so to me that's some of those That's
Does
some
it
of
say
those
there,
things.
I can't remember now how like when this started, how long Billboard's been doing this?
Billboard's been doing it since the 50s, right? We're talking about over 60 years worth of music.
So Chubby Checker must have had a number one. Like he's not on this.
He is not on this list. But that's strange that's like the twist.
Yeah, you know that was a number
on,
one.
Baby.
And then there was like the Summer Twist, which came out later on, right? Like he fucking made himself on the twist.
Oh, that guy! Look at that guy. Yeah, see, and Don Henley, to me, that is not a... Now, The Boys of Summer.
Yeah, but that was... Was that an Eagles or a Don
Henley? No, that's a Don Henley tune.
Oh, okay. It's an Atari's tune, and it made it to number one, I bet, in 03.
Right, but...
You don't remember that?
No, for sure I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a black flag sticker on a Range Rover or whatever they got whatever they got going on instead of a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
That's right. Yeah, black hat sticker.
So is it a black flag sticker on a Cadillac still?
I think it was still Cadillac.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like that. Updated a little bit.
Okay. And
don't
I heard,
change it. But.
And again, so I was listening to that 80s pop rock and Boys of Summer came on. And so my partner in crime there said, I like the Atari's version way better.
Ah, that a girl.
Yeah. So it's nice that you've aired that out as
yeah, well.
It's an actual woman.
Woman.
Ding, ding, yeah, ding, see, this ding, is ding, ding, ding. This is the third time we've made it to Wolf Mother's Woman today.
Not on the list, so either no one expects them to have a number one,
or they've had a number one. But like, are you surprised by David Guetta?
I don't know who that is. So no.
Okay, well, because
is that the American Idol guy?
No.
There was a David Guglietta or something like that.
Dave Grohl?
No, he's probably had a number one.
Yes. No, but he's sort of a director, producer, DJ guy, David Guetta. So he's on with...
I can't believe I don't know that.
Yeah, all right. But it's sort of stuff like he's worked with other artists.
Well, they have to.
He worked, I think it was Akon, Sexy Chick.
Yeah, okay.
Sia with Titanium. You'd know that tune, Titanium.
Yeah, I think it was, and I'm throwing them out like they're coming to me, but really, I'm reading the fucking...
No. Is Sexy Chick not Akon, though?
Who's that Jamaican guy? Shaggy?
Sean Paul?
Sean Paul, yeah.
I think it's Akon.
All right,
Sexy
fair enough.
Chick. Anyways, and Sia, I believe, is, and it's not on here, which makes me... Now, the other one was Turn Me On, which is his highest rating one, or no, and Without You... Those both hit number four. I don't know those tunes.
No.
But so he's with somebody else. He's kind of like...
He's being featured.
And here, wait for it. Timbaland.
Ugh.
Okay. But so to me, that's somebody who's working
right.
with somebody yes. else to do. But are you surprised that Babyface or Missy Elliott...
You got a pretty little baby.
Yeah, I don't think that's the one.
No, I don't either.
Babyface as an artist on a standalone yes. artist.
No.
Judy Watley, Missy Elliott, Nicki Minaj.
Let me blow your mind. That's all I know from Missy Elliott. I think, bing, bing, bing. No, now I've turned it into Snoop or Andre last episode. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
You Missy Elliott people, you know what I'm going for, though.
This is it.
Are there Missy Elliott people? Please let us know at Tall Can Audio if there are Missy Elliott people out there listening.
Work it.
Work it.
One, no. two step.
Yeah, okay, I know that one.
And so to me, but
this
those
has gotten.
Okay, no. But to me, those are things where I go, yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Right, right. No, we
to
were,
me, it was Backstreet Boy,
Bruce Springsteen, some of the CCR,
James
right?
Brown.
Yeah. That was terrible. Terrible.
Which kind of speaks to the second half of this show.
Yeah, well.
Ever since. Oh, when, okay. How about the first name on the list that we haven't touched on? Which I think would be. I don't think either one of us have. Well, actually, you know what? I probably have 15 of
the songs. Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, no. No, but that's only on your phone.
Yeah.
Right? Is One Direction.
Yeah, I guess I'm surprised
by that.
You're
going to throw down Backstreet Boys, but you're not going to go with 1D?
All I'm saying, 1D, look at this fucking guy, 1D. All I'm saying is, I guess I'm surprised, but I don't really know. Like, I'm surprised because I know that's a huge name, but I don't know whether they're chart toppers or whatever. Right? Like, that's out of my wheelhouse in terms of me checking out on new music in, like, 2004.
See, they have five.
This, would you not say, like, they're this generation's Backstreet?
For really? Sure. No,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to me, they have five, at least five. I'm sort of scrolling through it here.
Right.
Right. Best song ever, Live While We're Young.
I think it's ambitious to name something best song ever.
Story
Just
of my
throw
life.
It out there. See if it works.
And we danced all night to the best song
this
ever.
This guy does know his 1D. He's such a D-bag.
It's been said, ladies and gentlemen, as I enjoy Mr. Brown Goes
yeah,
Coconuts.
Fuck. Let's wrap this train wreck up, man.
Okay, but anyways.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, though, just as we...
Doesn't mean anything, because people's tastes are terrible. Like, none of the bands you and I listen to are in the... Would you be surprised to know that the Black Keys have never had a top 50?
Yes, I would. Why would I not, man? That's a fucking... Come on, that's got to be... They got to be...
I'm sure they've had a top 50, right? No, not the shit that you like, but Gold on the Ceiling was probably a top 20.
Lonely Boy.
Right. But Howlin', right? These sorts
Howlin'
of things,
for
I'm
you.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Top 50.
Right. But, you know,
but
these
those,
aren't...
Those are down the list on
Wade.
But in terms of... I made a... you made, actually, I got you to burn it.
Burn
top,
it.
Top 15
right.
Black Keys tunes, and yeah, one of those was on it. Right, Gold in the Ceiling.
This guy doesn't know. I know the Black Keys. whatever they play me on the radio.
Play me.
Play me out, man.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? Half a show that's a great conversation and half that is mediocrity because we set out to talk about mediocrity. Hey, well, here's people who were never the best.
Okay, well, and really people who you...
Presented by people on who Vogue. Are not the
like,
best.
Are you surprised or do you even remember that On Vogue that ever is. Happened?
I have no idea what On
Sheryl Crow. How about Sheryl Crow?
Yeah, and, she had a couple... All hey. That all I want to do is have some... I thought that's probably... You know, that could be a number one summer, right? Like...
Yeah,
how picture about picture or photograph about, or whatever with Kid Rock?
MC Hammer.
That's a little surprising. That's a little surprising. You know, big name.
Can't touch this.
Yeah.
Or how about Too Legit? Too Legit to Quit.
MC Hammer sucks.
Yeah, for so sure much. He does. Come on, man.
What a loser.
Anybody who lived through the 80s?
Or
that guy
just
blows.
Barely.
Same with the, yeah. Or, you know. Bobby McFerrin and his Don't Worry, Be Fucking Happy.
That wasn't a number one, eh?
No, he's not on here.
Okay.
I'm sure he was a number one.
All right, ma'am.
Hey, and just for the record, neither Matt or I have ever had a number one either.
But we're not.
Totally capable
we're
if
not
fucking
through.
Nicki Minaj is, then.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj has got one?
No, she hasn't because she's on that list.
Yeah, okay, well. Super bass, man. She was robbed. We'll see you. Bye.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.